WHUM AM Toronto is TSN 1050 and iHeart Radio Station. The Leafs live here. This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Final hour Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker, and up on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Andy Petrillo in here. Our main man, Scotty Mitchell, will join us here in a moment. Jay's reporter. We got some trivia later in the hour. Best bets brought to you by Proline later in the hour. Andy will reveal Al's brother's secondary power rankings. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
Some
as well.
Options out there. There yeah. is some options.
Lots of options. Right? Andy, you're putting like lots of thought into this, I can tell. It's very important stuff.
Yeah, listen, I have. So I wouldn't say I do like to stir the pot, but sometimes I like conversations that get the conversation going, or topics, I should say, that get the conversation going. So I think I have a good one.
Okay. Yeah. Sit on that. Let's just tease it for later. That's a big reveal. Andy's going to reveal Al's brother's secondary power rankings. The Raptors are back in action tonight. I thought they'd keep last night close. Clearly, I was way off because of the competition they were playing against and they were at home. Now they're on a bird in Boston playing a Celtics team that has had their issues recently as well, but I think they're coming out of it. This one feels like it might get ugly again tonight. And it's just a weird kind of transition where you're shut down because of COVID. They did all the testing. Clearly, everything came back negative. But as we know with this virus, and we've picked up on over the past year, take a while sometimes. Like, what if they land in Boston and there's a positive test? You all just got on the plane and, you know, it just seems like a weird kind of way about going about business. But that's exactly what happened last night. Last night was a business transaction by the league saying we have to play. You got to play. Mm-hmm. We have to play. It's being televised. And you can't blame anyone for the loss.
No, I wouldn't be shocked, Brian, if talking to the Raptor players that – and everyone's a competitor. Everyone takes it real seriously. But when you think about – going to Toronto or whatever they had to do, grabbing your stuff and playing in a different location than where you're supposed to, the COVID that's happening, I'm pretty sure that, you know, they're going to be competitors and do their thing and play Raptors basketball, which is highly competitive, solid defense, all that stuff that goes into it. But I'm pretty sure they're looking towards the end of the line saying, we've had probably just about enough of this.
Oh, you are just preaching what I've been for the last little while, because I've lived it, right? Like I'm with someone who relocated all of last year or most of it, and then now they're going to have to relocate again, the three Canadian MLS teams, and it's exhausting. Like, I know they all have a good life. They're all going to travel well, and they're going to stay in a nice place, but to your point...
Don't kid yourself, Andy. Tampa's pretty nice, but it's just still enough.
But at some point, your pillow's not your pillow. It's not, sometimes it's not. My husband had a freak out one time because of utensils, right? Because he was just so sick and tired of plastic utensils. Like,
you're trying to frame your husband, and it was actually you that did that.
I may have had a freak out at home.
But you were
home. I had to take care of business.
Utensil. Yeah, that's your issue if you don't have the right utensil in your own home.
No, listen, I had my own utensils. He just didn't have his.
But after we're done talking to Scotty, Andy, I want to know, when your husband comes home, what Italian dish you prepare for him and say, welcome home, this is your favorite, because maybe me and Hayes could dive in on it.
I make good food, okay? I make very good food.
I bet you if you made a lasagna, Hayes is better.
You said this to me before. Like, you know what I think you want? You want Hayes and I to go head to head because you just want to eat it. Like, you just want food presented to you. That's the real reason
exactly
why you want this.
That's exactly what's going on here. Two separate dishes of lasagna, like just Garfield over there.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's all he wants.
And it's not a bad little plan, actually. We'll battle it out. When we get back in studio and we can figure that out, we'll make that happen. Here is our Jays reporter, Scott Mitchell. What's up, Scotty?
Going on, fellas, and Andy, finally some class on the show. I like it.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Scotty Mitch coming in, just throwing fireballs.
Bringing the heat.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe I just heard that. So this Mickey Callaway story, as we segue into something pretty deep, pretty heavy, is really starting to unravel for himself. I can't picture him being employed again in baseball. I mean, he's currently on leave with the Angels, but I doubt he gets back in. But and this is his story, and it's his wrongdoing. The allegations are out there. The story is in The Athletic, multiple stories, multiple angles, multiple witnesses saying what he was doing was completely inappropriate. But the Jays are involved directly, indirectly, whichever way you want to choose it, because Ross Atkins played a primary role in him moving up in the baseball world. And he really made it to the bigs as a pitching coach in Cleveland. And the man at the top of the hierarchy was Mark Shapiro at that point. Atkins spoke today. What did you make of his comments, and where do you see this story going?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything you said right there is true. And this is, an ongoing and long overdue kind of reckoning within baseball and the clubhouse culture. And I wrote this in my piece today. You know, it no longer flies. And, you know, that excuse that a lot of, I guess, probably sports-wide has kind of looked at. And, you know, I think it's been, you know, kind of unraveling over these last couple of years. And that's a good thing for everyone involved. And, you know, when you look at this story, it's a fair question to ask. You know, how do you not know when this is going on in your organization? And then on the flip side of that, it's a fair question to ask, you know, how well do you really know your coworkers and someone, you know, even who worked as closely as Callaway did with Atkins as their director of player development?
Well, Scotty, that's the question I have. Like, when the guy goes home and he's doing this stuff, how are, like, I understand the comment, how do you not know, but how are you supposed to know what a guy's doing behind the scene with his personal devices and his treatment of females? I don't know how you would know that. I don't know. And I'm not, I don't, maybe that's ignorant. I have to ask the question, how were they supposed to know?
No, exactly right. I think you can look at those two questions, and I think they're fair on both sides of the ledger, which, you know, makes this such a difficult, you know, story to hear about. And the fact that, you know, baseball is one of the whitest sports out there. It's a male dominated sport. It's, you know, it needs more diversity. And, you know, when you look at kind of what women have to go through as reporters in this game, and what women have to go through, you know, behind the scenes, you know, with this sort of stuff. And it's fair to ask on both of those questions. And I think when you hear Atkins talk today, obviously said, you know, with 100% certainty and confidence that he had no awareness of these allegations. And, you know, only the women that were involved and you know, the men in charge really truly know. And I think, you know, when you look at the way he handled it, you know, he had a month to look at what Chris Antonetti did in Cleveland and the way they handled the allegations. And obviously that kind of blew up in their face when The Athletic came out with a well-reported story, a detailed story of more stuff that Callaway was involved in. And that's the thing, you know, how well do you know your coworkers, but how well do you know your friends? I mean, you know, we all have friends who, you know, would be described as dogs or whatever, but you don't know the extent of it. You don't know exactly what they're doing or what kind of text messages they're sending or how they're treating people behind the scenes. And, you know, you like to think you know people like that, but you just don't in the end. And, you know, I think when I look at this organization, this Blue Jays organization, covering them for the last 5 years and, you know, since Atkins got here, they've been kind of at the forefront of diversity and trying to at least, you know, make a mark in that sense. They hired a female trainer, the first in Major League Baseball. You know, there are many women in that organization, Marnie Starkman, Shannon Curley, Megan Evans in their scouting department. And I think if you would talk to them, they would be able to give you, you know, a more true perspective than me as a white Caucasian male reporter who goes into a clubhouse. And all I have to deal with is a few guys being angry with what I said or wrote. And, you know, I'm well equipped to deal with that. So, you know, it's just an ongoing thing in this sport. And we're probably just at the tip of the iceberg over the next few years of change being made. And that's the important thing that comes from these types of stories is what change is actually made and what steps are taken to fix all this stuff.
Well, Scotty, as you can imagine, I have many thoughts, many emotions on this type of topic. But I wonder, and I think I did read Ross Atkins making some sort of comment about creating a safer environment. Now, I know it's like this is just the first day he's come out and talked about this, but are you getting, you know, any kind of sense that, yeah, they would make it a safer environment for women to feel comfortable enough to say this is happening? Because you're right, to O's point, sometimes you don't know, like, sometimes you do know because, again, article titled Worst Kept Secret, there's all rumblings and stuff. But to what extent, I do agree. A lot of times you don't know that, but that also comes from maybe you don't have a safe environment where a woman feels like, if I say this, I'm not going to just continue to be victimized. Like, where can I go to do this? Like, did they give any kind of hint that they would create that kind of, I don't even know what it would be, department, you know, group, council, anything?
Yeah, there are a couple things. I mean, MLB has established an anonymous hotline that you can go to, you know, not just for these types of issues, but any type of issue in the workplace that you can, you know, make those types of complaints and feel like you're in a safe environment. And Atkins did say today that the Blue Jays have an anonymous route through human resources that employees can use. And you know, he said they're striving to improve upon that too. So, you know, lip service is a thing, but, you know, talking to people in this organization and being around this team, you know, I've never felt that there's any sort of culture, you know, that would kind of talk about and, you know, show that any sort of culture from Cleveland in this sense has been moved to Toronto. And you know, we've learned as a society and, you know, in sports, especially over these last couple of years, you know, how much change is needed and how things need to kind of move forward. And, you know, when you hear Atkins talk, and he's talked about things like this, you know, not just in front of the cameras when he's facing a difficult situation, but they've talked about diversity and striving to be, you know, a leader in that sense from the beginning. And you know, he kind of outlined those two ways that anonymously people can, you know, find ways to safely let people know that these problems are happening. And, you know, even if it happens once in the Blue Jays organization, it's a problem.
With Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. Again, incredible reporting courtesy of The Athletic on Mickey Callaway, who was a manager. He was a pitching coach in Cleveland. He was a pitching coach, I believe, in L.A. with the Angels right now. He's currently been placed on leave while the team and the league report, or I guess look into these allegations even more. So it is a Mickey Callaway story. He's the one that has to own this. He's the one that's going to have to answer for it. But there's going to be shrapnel here, and other members of the organizations that he worked for are going to have to answer for it. You mentioned Antonetti and even Terry Francona in Cleveland. Like, those two guys they're in the firing line right now. And in Toronto, Ross Atkins was involved in what was going on in Cleveland in terms of hiring, in terms of working with Callaway and others. And he spoke on it today. And I have to believe he was being genuine. I think he was being honest. I don't know what Ross knew or what he didn't, and I'm not sure how anyone's ever going to prove it. And I'm not here to cancel Ross Atkins or think that he should be, you know, in dealing with job insecurity right now at all. And I think he handled it. We move on from that standpoint. What I did find intriguing is that Shapiro did not speak publicly. There was a report today that he spoke with the staff and the team down in Toronto. But as much as this is a Mickey Callaway story and everything that he was up to and what was going on with him, it also comes back to the culture of sports, the culture of teams. And Mark was at the hierarchy of hierarchy in Cleveland. Like, he was at
Ryan,
the
why is
top.
Francona in the firing line and the two gentlemen above him, they're all just going.
Well, that's what I'm getting to here. It's like, Shapiro was the boss of bosses in Cleveland. So do we expect to hear from him? I think we probably should publicly at some point. Where do you see that going, Scott?
Yeah, I would agree. Look, I know Mark Shapiro has been requested by a couple people in the media, and you know, I think that eventually he should speak. But the way that Mark Shapiro has worked, and we've been through this kind of, you know, story on a number of things, whether it's Roberto Osuna, you know, there's been a couple other things, you know, that have happened in this organization, and people have screamed, "Where is Mark Shapiro?" And his kind of MO on that, and he believes that Ross Atkins should speak for this team first and foremost, and he wants Ross to have a voice, and that's what he's given him. And, you know, I do think that Shapiro will, you know, have his day, and he'll have to come out and answer some of these things. And, you know, I would assume a lot of people and reporters in Cleveland have a lot of questions too about what's going on, you know, during his time there. And when you look at the timeline of events, you know, some of the more serious allegations and things like that with Mickey Callaway happened from 2015 to 2017. If you look at the timeline in that you know, terrific athletic piece by Britt and Katie. And, you know, I think when they moved here in 2015, you know, from all indications, is that obviously they are on the record saying that they don't know. You know, they didn't know anything. So the way I look at it is, you know, Atkins speaks for this organization first and foremost, and that's what Shapiro has kind of set out in his 5 years, and that's why we don't hear from him as much. And, you know, when you look at what Shapiro's role was during his time in most of these things, is
you know, he was on the business side. He was the CEO. He wasn't involved in baseball operations. That was, you know, something that, you know, he kind of left to different baseball people. So there's so many layers to this of who would know what, who's responsible, you know, who should answer for this. And really it's, you know, a sport-wide thing. You know, every white male, every male in power should be, you know, looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, what more could I have done? And you know, that's in every organization. And obviously the Indians, the Cleveland baseball team right now, they're in the spotlight. But, you know, this isn't just a Cleveland thing. This is a sport-wide thing. And I think everyone kind of needs to look in the mirror and answer questions, not only to themselves, but in the public spotlight as well.
Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter, it's difficult to follow along what's going on down there because, you know, we're all up here in Toronto and, you know, they're playing day in, day out. I guess, you know, the biggest news probably early in the spring is Nate Pearson has suffered a groin injury and they're hoping that he'll be back sooner rather than later. But
you never know.
You never know with those. Yeah, it starts leaking into later in the spring. Then you debate whether or not he's been stretched out enough and what's going to happen there. And that is the position that they just do not have any luxury for, you know, a mishap. There's no flexibility when it comes to the starting staff. And that could lead to a bigger story than it necessarily is right now. But what do you make of that news? And what do you make of some members of the staff down there thinking that we're going to see 12, 13, 14 starters this year for the Jays?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought that since December. Look, this pitching staff is going to be fluid, especially the starting rotation, and we're going to see a lot of creative routes. And yeah, for Nate Pearson, it's not good. You know, this guy's kind of career has been marked by injuries, and from the day he was drafted, the talent has been there. It's can he be durable enough to be a major league starter? And, you know, since we've seen him come up last year, you know, in early August or July 29th or whatever it was, you know, he's had an elbow injury now. He's had a groin injury. And Ross Atkins said today, you know, it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be longer. So, you know, really right now, I think, you know, it's a wait and see. You know, does this matter? If he's back on the mound in a week and able to ramp up and be ready for opening day, you know, then it doesn't matter. If he's not on the mound by March 15th or so, yeah, you know, there's a real question of whether he's going to be ready for opening day. And really right now, there's a real question of just how much he can give this team this year and kind of how you put your kid gloves on and make sure, you know, you're doing what's best for him in the long run, because this guy is going to be such an important part of their staff in some way. And, you know, this is the first winter that I've kind of looked at the Nate Pearson situation and said, you know, maybe he's better off in the bullpen. Maybe he can't hold up with that, you know, high octane fastball with all of that, you know, force and torque on his arm. Maybe he just won't be able to hold up. And, you know, he's thrown 101 innings in 2019. And, you know, that's the max he's got to. And, you know, you just can't be a viable major league starter unless you're at least getting to 140, 150 innings. So, you know, it's not good. It's a groin. At least it's not an arm. And, you know, it happened in the game, and he didn't really say anything until, you know, he got into the clubhouse afterwards. So it's not good. But right now, you know, there's no reason to push the panic button. If he's back on the mound in a week to 10 days, he's got enough time to ramp up. But it just keeps opening up the question is how much can he give them this year? And is he going to be able to hold up in the long run?
Great stuff, Scotty. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Scott Mitchell, our TSN Jays reporter. What'd you make of that, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I have a lot of things to say about the Mickey Callaway story, but it's a tale as old as time, you know, in sports, and I would say even in, you know, whether you're an actor or a musician, right? There's something about in sports in particular, when you're athletically gifted, or when you're just really good at your job, and if you read that athletic article, it goes on to talk about just how great he was at managing and moving up the ranks. When you're that gifted in the sports world, you tend to get away with a lot of things. And we've seen it over and over and over again since before I was born to before I even worked in this industry to even now. And I think that just needs to stop, right? Like I think Callaway, again, when you read the article, there's a lot of turning a blind eye. There's a lot of looking the other way because he was really good at his job.
What do you think about the chain of command, Andy, though, the people above him? How responsible should they be held?
Well, but that's the thing. When you start to hear rumblings, again, when it says worst kept secret and you start to hear rumblings, that is your job as a leader, whether you like it or not, to be proactive. And you pull them aside and you start to say, we're hearing these things, like, what is going on? You know, and then maybe what, and this is where, again, a true leader would call the women in the office in, so you don't single anyone out. You don't expect anyone to have to, you know, share their story if they don't want to, but you just say, we want this environment to be safe. And we've heard some things, and if you ever feel uncomfortable, please feel safe to come to us, right? Like, you have to be proactive. Do not wait for the person who's being victimized to put themselves out there. They shouldn't have to. You need to provide that help. And I just think in the sports world, when you're athletically gifted, when you're really good at managing, when you have, you know, trophies and championships, people are more willing to turn a blind eye. And it just, it needs to stop. It really just needs, like, I'm sorry if you scored 50 goals. I'm sorry if you won the Stanley Cup. If you're a horrible human being and you make, you know, you make me uncomfortable going to work and other people very uncomfortable because you're being a predator in some way, you're gone.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Gone.
No, yep, you're right. And with the reporting, I mean, Callaway was making people within the organization feel uncomfortable. Not that that makes it, you know, worse than someone outside of the company, mm-hmm. but to your point, Andy, that would suggest all of a sudden that is something you can track. You know, like, yeah. we've had this conversation.
People would be aware of that, Brian.
Then that's the whole thing. Like, it's, if you're doing something with your personal life, then there's only so much someone might be able to know about that or look into it or get tipped off on it, so to speak. But it was happening within the organization, and that's mm-hmm. when it falls on the plate of the hierarchy and people yeah. in charge and people with power to take care of it. And mm-hmm. it's out now. And again, Mickey Callaway, I don't know if we're ever going to hear from him. I don't know if he's going to speak on it. There's no charges laid or anything like that. He's not going to jail, but I can't imagine he will return to baseball. I just don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Andy, you're going to announce Al's brother's secondary power rankings for Monday.
Al's sister's going to announce Al's
yes.
brother. Yeah.
Although someone said, is it Al's sister or Al's brother's sister?
Oh, geez.
That's a good question.
It's like those hyphenated last names. Like, if someone with a hyphenated last name now marries someone else with a hyphenated last name, what is
if
that
we're
last gonna name?
If we're going to be legit right. and by the book, it's Al's brother's sister.
I think
Al's
so.
Brother's sister. Okay.
Yeah. We're not generally sticklers for that kind of stuff, but on this particular case, we're going to have to play it as we see it. Play it as it lies. Okay. We're tracking the Arnie Palmer as well. Our boy Corey Connors, 6-under in the clubhouse.
He was dialed in. Dialed in earlier.
Yep, dialed in. Rory's up there. DeChambeau's up there. It's all good. And we got some trivia coming up. The grappler running things. Andy, you're in. Oh,
okay.
Let's go. We're all going to compete
team
in this.
Test. Well, so what? It's just me and you against team
no,
Andy?
No, no, no. It's individuals, basically.
No.
We're all
every
on
person
our own
for
here.
Themselves here.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right. There's a saying that I think we're all familiar with. It's called the long con, where you're just chipping away, pretending as if you're not that interested, and then all of a sudden, boom, you go in there and you steal something or you take advantage of something. And I think that's exactly what Andy Petrillo has been doing all day, because Andy is trying to convince everyone she sucks at trivia.
I do.
Well, we'll
it's
see.
Bad.
We'll see, because I don't
How
buy
could
it.
You suck at trivia? It's either, like, you know the question or you don't. Like, you don't even know the question.
But that's the – well, but the answer – I just don't know answers. I can't think that fast.
Well, there's no time limit here. I mean, there is somewhat. We can't be on all night, but
just turn the clock back to Maple High School or Father Bressani, wherever you went. And
Saint
when you
Joan
got...
of Arc, Thunder. Okay.
Look at that, Jack.
God,
that is actually pretty cool. It's not a bad idea.
It's my
to
basketball
have that in the
jacket.
Background. Okay, so this is the way it's going to play out. The grappler is going to be hosting. So who knows where this is going to go? And there are two categories. We'll go around the table. No stealing because it's three of us. We can't do that because it's not team versus team. So you have two options, two categories. I think we're going to run through them all as much as we can anyway. There's a Maple Leaf trivia, and there's pop culture. Keep it very simple, all right? Very
so it's
simple.
Just right or wrong, Hayes. No one
right
gets
or wrong.
To take it. Not,
yep.
No one gets the
No one gets
an
to
option.
Steal. No one gets to steal. And Mullen,
ladies first.
Yes, okay. So let's bring in the grappler and make sure his head's not ready to explode. He's got his head. He's been down in the basement drinking coffee for 4 or 5 hours now. He's ready. He's really excited about this. Are you there, grappler? What's going on, buddy?
I am here. I'm excited for some trivia. I am cautiously optimistic about how this is going to go because if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time we've done trivia since the Rock of Gibraltar
yes.
disaster.
Yeah, that was...
So,
a disaster.
That was quite, yeah, that was pretty toxic. So hoping to recover from that.
But, I have to say something before we start here. One time, and this person can be held accountable to, there's been a few things being floated around in the group text. Al's brother texted me the answer to one thing like 2 years ago. That's it. So, anyway.
So you have the reputation of cheating.
Just slide that in right
Andy,
before we start.
Andy, just be quiet and do the trivia. Andy's up. You get to pick your category. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Give me pop culture. Let's see what I know about.
Okay, let's start with pop culture. All right, question number one from pop culture for Andy. Which U.S. state is the Jackson 5 from?
Oh, my goodness. The first answer that came to my mind was Motown, but that's not right.
You really aren't that
good. Yeah, I don't think we're looking at A-plus at Father Bressani there.
Yeah,
I don't. St. Joan of Arc. Although maybe they don't want me representing them now. I don't know where the Jackson 5 are from. I have no clue.
I wish I could.
I know they ended up in Motown, but I couldn't tell you.
Do you know where, Motown is? You know the
Detroit.
State? Well, yes.
Well, Michigan.
Michigan, there you go.
Yeah.
I believe they're from Indiana, but I'm not on the board here. Go ahead, Grappler.
No, that is that. No, that was the answer, Indiana. I mean, Andy, you couldn't have just thrown out anything, no states.
Motown was stuck in my head. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, Motown.
See, I told you.
Motown's a tough start for Andy. It's not even okay, a real city, let alone a state. But
at least I knew where it was.
Yes. All right, we're good. It's fine. Listen, you're kind of easing into this. It's all good.
I think I might have a big picture overall comment about Andy when this is over. Go ahead. My turn. I'll pick Leafs.
Okay. Oh, first question from Leafs trivia. How many teams did Wendell Clark play for in his NHL career?
I'll tell you, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Detroit Red Wings, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the New York Islanders, 4.
Wrong.
Come on.
The correct answer is 6.
Quebec City was one of them.
That was early on. I forgot that. Hayes is going to win this. Go ahead. Hayes, you're up.
I'll go pop culture. Let's see where we go here.
All right, let's go pop culture. I got a feeling on this one, Hayes. I think you're going to get it.
Okay.
Which artist has the hit singles Perfect and Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, sir!
That was in Andy's wheelhouse. You needed that one, Andy.
I know.
No way she knew that.
Ed Sheeran's massive. He's a huge superstar. Okay, Andy, you're back at it. Let's see what you got here.
Freddy. Okay, go.
Which category?
I got to pick one. Ha! Okay, let me go Leafs this time.
Okay, Leafs.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, Leafs. Which one do we want to do here? Okay. During the 2010-2011 season, the Maple Leafs had two players score at least 30 goals. Phil Kessel was one of them. Who was the other?
Ooh.
2010 to... Was Jason Blake part of the team at that time? He came in as a big scorer. No.
That's tough.
I know the answer, but
go ahead,
Andy. You got to guess.
I know it.
How do I not know this one? Phil Kessel.
You covered the team.
And now I'm blanking on dates. See, this is my
problem. You're done.
I'm thinking Tyler Bozak.
Yeah, go Bozak.
Well, it's Joffrey Lupul. Come on.
JVR.
I think it's Kuhlman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Kuhlman at 30, like on the nose.
Pop culture, Grappler. Pop culture.
You guys are really terrible.
This is horrible. You think I lied to you? I don't.
No, I guess not.
What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
I'm not answering. I'm doing Tortorella on this. This is garbage.
That one is tough.
I have no idea. How am I supposed to know that, Grappler? I'm not an idiot. Okay?
You got 3 young kids. I'm sure they're into
That's what I was going to say. You got kids. I'm sure they like SpongeBob.
Rochester, New York. Move along.
Wrong.
Motown would have been a better answer.
Yeah. Thanks for the pop culture, Grappler. Who performed at the Super Bowl? There's one.
That would be. Well, maybe that'll be there. We still got a lot to get to here. I'll go with
go
the
Go ahead,
Leafs.
Hayes. Go ahead.
Leafs. Go, fancy pants.
Okay. The Maple Leafs participated in the first ever NHL shootout versus the Senators in 2005. Who scored the first ever goal in an NHL shootout? And keeping in mind, this is my one clue, not necessarily a member of the Leafs.
I was going to say, okay. I will say, it feels like you're tipping me off. Daniel Alfredson?
Who do you think you are? I am!
Feeling it.
Yeah. Oh, you got, yeah. Someone told you that because you just looked down at your phone.
I didn't. I,
he's,
man,
in the zone.
He tipped me off when he said it wasn't the Leafs, or it doesn't necessarily mean the Leafs. I was either going to say
that pretty
Hulse
much means
Alfredson.
It's not the Leafs.
Yeah,
I played in that game. I think. Go ahead, Andy.
That was going to be another clue. You did play in that game, correct?
Okay, Andy, okay. You're on the clock. You guys are chasing the kid here.
Give me pop culture.
Oh, we're going back to pop culture. Okay, Andy. At the end of the movie Titanic, how old was Rose as she was telling her story?
Good one. Good question.
19?
Come on, dude. She was 100.
Oh, at the end, she was 90. Wasn't she 93? Sorry, I keep, like, eating the camera.
For the love of gracious, come on.
That's a tough question.
She was a grizzled veteran, Rose, at the end.
What an ending, though, when she drops the little jewel in the ocean. What an ending.
What a waste.
Did not see that coming.
How old was she?
Wait, how old was she?
100.
Oh, 100.
What? She was 100?
I know. I was shocked, too. I thought it was 90s as well, but...
I didn't know that. I thought she was like in her 80s or
something. She could have gave Jack a little bit more of the cardboard. Like, let him on there.
Still one of the most selfish maneuvers.
I can't figure out why they didn't share it. It was, it was a little, and it's disturbing. And then she just like pushes him off, too.
Right.
She's like, well, you're dead. And she just flicks him off.
You're done. You're done. And I'm keeping this jewel, and maybe I'll come back here in 100 years.
I would have been a little Gordie Howe-ish with some elbows. Maybe Rose goes down. Anyway, I'm going Leafs, Grappler. Go ahead.
Okay, Leafs for the O-Dog. Two Maple Leafs assisted on Carlo Koliakovo's first goal with the Maple Leafs in November of 2005. Name one of the two players who assisted on that goal.
I need the first part of the question again. Two Maple Leafs
assisted on Carlo Koliakovo's first NHL goal with the Maple Leafs, of course. The game was played in November of 2005 against the Capitals. Name one of those two players who assisted on that goal.
Wow.
Thomas Caberle.
Losers, in other words.
What? Matt Stajan?
Wrong.
Gary Roberts.
Jeff O'Neill.
McCabe.
For the love of gracious, come on.
Pat Quinn.
Morons, I can't take it.
What's the answer, Grappler?
Matt Sundin.
You were close with that Quinn one. No. Kyle Wellwood and Jason Allison.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Serious, man.
That's such
this
a
is
tough
worst trivia.
No, I thought Wellwood was, I mean, not an obvious answer, but a name.
Okay, so, I'll go back to pop culture. Pop culture.
Back
Grappler.
To pop culture for Hayes. Okay. Yeah. This could be a fun one. What is Rihanna's real name?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I no idea.
Riri?
Riri.
You're a moron.
That's her nickname.
I have
play
no
that one
idea.
Again. You're
I
a
thought
moron.
That was her.
That's a you're a moron.
I thought
I've
that was
heard.
A real name. I didn't know that she that wasn't her real name.
No, and the thing is, you're not wrong. And until about 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was under the same impression. If I'm being honest with you,
I always thought that was a real name. I didn't know it was a stage name. What is a real name?
Robin Fenty.
Oh, okay, Robin
Fenty. That makes sense. That's the name of her makeup
product
line now.
I read that too.
All right, there we go. I'm
Leafs,
off the
Grappler,
board.
Leafs, go ahead.
No, Andy's up.
All right,
Andy's up.
I'm up.
Andy's up.
Okay.
Oh, fine. Give me Leafs.
Okay, Andy, with Leafs. Who is the only current Maple Leaf to sit inside the top 15 all-time plus-minus leaders for the Leafs?
Wow.
For
the only
Leafs.
Current Maple Yeah, currently with the Maple Leafs and on the top 15 all-time list.
Wow.
I mean, is it Morgan Riley? But who's been on the team, like, longer than
I can't
that?
Tell if you're thinking this through like aloud or you're answering there like that was confusing to
this
me.
This player is currently on the Maple Leafs.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
what he's in the top 15.
The worst old Dave segment.
Coulier. Old Dave Coulier farts. Good times.
It's
Zach Hyman.
There she is.
It was
I don't know. Does she get a point? It was Hyman. I don't think
give
she
her
gets a point for that.
I got it on the third try. Give me the point.
Give her a point. You were just thinking out loud. Thinking out loud.
I don't care if it's a garbage goal. It's mine.
Right. That Hyman, that's interesting. That is interesting. I mean, I guess it's not surprising. Like, look, he just continues to pad the stats. All right, O, you're up.
Leafs.
Leafs for the O-Dog. All right. Which current NHL head coach wore number 39 while he played for the Maple Leafs?
Which current... Travis Green, I played with...
That's right, you sneaky little devil.
Okay, look at you two coming in hot with a couple of answers. Yeah. I'll go with the Leafs. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay, Maple Leafs. All right, here we go. Which Maple Leaf led the team in penalty minutes during the 2017-18 season?
2017-18. That would be when Babcock was here.
Mm-hmm.
No one was tough on that team.
One guy.
Yeah, you're missing one.
Hmm. Ooh. I am blanking.
You're done.
Roman Polak.
Morons! I can't take it!
Matt Martin.
Who do you think you are? I am!
Good one. Good question. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, letting you guys right back into the race here. You guys pick up a couple points. We're tied. Andy, you're up.
Right,
what do we have left in terms of like what we've used and what we haven't, Grappler?
I got to do a quick little math here. We got we got five more pop culture, and we got three Maple Leafs. Five pop culture, three Maple Leafs left.
Okay,
I've been going back and forth, so I'll go back to pop culture.
Okay.
Okay, Andy, to date, which is the highest grossing video game franchise of all time?
I don't play video games.
No kidding. No one does because we're not losers.
Marissa Roberto does. We need Marissa
video
on the show.
Game? Like, is it sport related, right? Like, you're not talking.
Andy, you just got to pick something.
No, I don't think he's talking.
FIFA.
Wrong.
Mario Brothers.
That's right, you sneaky little devil.
Yes!
Come on! That is not fair. I grew up on Mario Brothers. I was going to say that. That's a trick question.
Then you should. How is that a trick question? Where did I say sports?
No, you just said exactly. It's pop culture. No sports.
Get your damn act together.
Come
all
on,
right,
Andy.
Grappler. Pop culture. Hit me with pop
Mario
culture.
Mario and Luigi.
Okay, pop culture for the O-Dog. Oh, who was Kim Kardashian's second husband?
Kim Kardashian's second husband. I don't know who her first one. Blake Griffin? No, that's not it.
You're getting warmer there, pal, I think.
Kim Kardashian. I have no idea who she was married to, man. All I know is Kanye West.
For the love of gracious, come on.
The hump.
What?
Yeah. Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries.
Yep. Were they married first? Yes. Oh, 78 days. I was going to go 72 hours. Yeah. I felt like it was a really short marriage.
It was really quick. And I think there was an annulment, but there was like a stretch. And Hump was like, you're paying me for this. I think he got a pretty decent package. She was happy to take. Chris
only
Humphries.
Had to put in 78
probably
days.
Probably had one, too. Yes. Anyway, you're up, Hazy B.
All right. Here we go. I'll go pop culture.
All right. Hazy B, pop culture. What fictional... wrong question. On the show Friends, how many times did Ross Geller get divorced?
I slam dunk automatic. You got to know it.
I think I know it, but I don't remember the last couple seasons if he got remarried or anything. But I'll say three.
Glory, glory.
I saw you look down.
No, somebody I knew it was three.
No.
I could have said it. The thing is, with Andy freaked me out earlier. Cause
dude, you're not old enough to know that.
It's her favorite. I listen to it every night in my sleep. That thing is on an iPad this close to my head while I'm sleeping. My wife falls asleep to Friends every single night. I could recite lines just because it's like people trying to quit smoking. When they sleep with, like, you will
but
stop sleeping.
No time during
smoking.
The show would anyone have said, well, Ross has been divorced three
I
times.
I knew that answer. I've seen Friends, and I've seen it. I know all the details of Friends. Three
turn
divorces.
Whose turn
clearly,
is it?
Clearly, I know nothing. This is what this is proving.
All right, Andy. This is the last round, I think. Maybe we have two more, but it might have to be the last round.
Probably the last round.
Give
we got five
Leafs.
Questions left.
I'm going the back Leafs. And forth. Give me the Leafs.
I want to pick one that you'll
here,
get,
Andy.
But okay, Andy. Hmm. When the Maple Leafs traded Michael Hutchinson to the Avalanche last season, which player did they receive in return?
Oh, man. You think I should know this one.
That's a tough one, though. I don't remember a player coming back.
Yeah, I don't know. The only guys I can think of are the Russian guys, but they signed them out of like, Korshkov. Those were all signed as free agents.
I don't remember that trade. I don't remember it being one for one.
I have no clue. I have no clue.
Okay.
Callie Rosen came back.
That's
Andy,
right.
You weren't kidding when you said you stunk at this.
Brutal. What you see is what you get. I do not lie, people. I do not lie.
That's not good, eh?
No, it's not, Phil. Go ahead, Grappler. Phil. Leafs. Hit me up with the Leafs.
Okay. Oh, during the 2019-2020 NHL season, there were 6 Maple Leafs who scored more than 10 goals. Of those 6 players, who had the fewest?
Wow.
Jeff Finger, I don't know. Come on, man. How the hell
you're
are you supposed to know that?
Mitch Marner.
You said last year, didn't you, Grappler?
Yeah. Was Jeff Finger on the Maple Leafs last year?
Who cares? I have no idea who that would be, man. It's the most impossible question ever.
No, there's got to be a short list of players that would have even got to 10, right? The question was to 10. Was it not, Grapples?
Yes. There were 6 Maple Leafs who scored more than 10 goals during last year's NHL season.
Mikheyev.
Of those.
You're a moron.
Okay. Anyway.
No longer with the Maple Leafs. Kasperi Kapanen.
Cappy. Kapanen. He's starting to light the lamp a little bit. Pittsburgh's moving and shaking, man. Now
honestly, Grappler, you can play next time, and I'll do the questions because I can't take this.
All right. Give me a double shot.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Yeah, we can bring you in here, of course.
This is horrible.
Pop culture to end it. I need it.
All right. Hayes, for pop culture, for the win, what is the longest-running game show on television?
Longest running game show on television. Wheel of Fortune.
Morons! I can't
Jeopardy.
Take it.
It's Jeopardy.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Morons! I can't take
Price
it.
Is right.
Hey. Oh,
Price is right. The Price is Right. All right, so there you go. I'm in for 3 points. Andy, you got one. Oh, you got one. This
Congrats.
Was not exactly textbook.
No. Terrible.
This was pretty pathetic and awful.
But this is what I do. Whenever there's trivia, all I do is yell. I just like yell out random words.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bad at trivia. That's what I do.
I know.
Yell random words.
I think you were thinking out loud and you just blurted the name out and then it counted and it was wrong. But I know where you're going with that, Andy. We'll bring you back in here. You and Al's brother and Al's brother's sister can pair up against Team iTest. And we'll make, although
I
technically,
need
Kara and Lindsay own the belt right now. So we kind of have to steal it back off them or win it back off them, and then we'll make that happen. Speaking of Al's brother, he's going to have his power rankings on Monday. Andy, you're going to announce the secondary, option for the power rankings, and we'll get to that. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by Proline. Leafs and Raptors in action tonight. We'll tee that up one more time as well. Andy Petrillo's in here with the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill. I'm Brian Hayes. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. Looking at the NHL board tonight, I'm on Carolina at home against Detroit. Winnipeg in Montreal, the Peg is paying 230. Like, I know Montreal's got a new coach. Jake Allen's playing tonight, too, which surprised me. Price played really well the other night. They're not playing tomorrow night.
That's weird, man.
Really strange. Makes you wonder what's going on there. But I'm on Winnipeg at 230. That's just too good a value with the way they've been playing. And I like Calgary tonight to get rolling. I think they're better than they've been playing. Throw down 20, you can score 80. You can find my picks on Twitter. At TSN 1050 Radio, ProLine is the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, put your knowledge on the line. Andy, the big moment, Al's brother. He will have his power rankings, the conventional power rankings on Monday, and a secondary set of rankings based on this criteria. Go ahead.
All right. Al's brother, who's always very nice and likes to pay compliments, I'm going to make it tough on him. He's going to have to do the top 7 disappointments in the Canadian division.
Wow.
Who is letting their team down?
And that's a whole different bunch of can of worms, because you could do a GM, you could do an organization, an individual player. I mean, there is all different kinds of avenues for Al's brother. He got extremely creative, let me tell you, on the defenseman. So I can't wait to see what he has for top seven disappointments in the
That's
North
gonna
Division.
That's going to put his mind into a blender, Andy, because he's
not
going to be
calling Craig
that
Button
well.
Right now. He's
yeah,
calling...
he is. He'll call you, Andy. He will call you and ask, like, okay, it's your bit. You're the one that came up with this. Can you explain to me how I'm going to make this work?
Dude, he said he had 12 sources last week. He had 12 sources, he claimed. He called Noodles.
Yeah, and the Grappler. He called the Grappler asking for details on the best seven defensemen. So get ready for it, Andy. You know, feel free to flush it if you want, but he's going to call you, I think.
Listen, I've proven to be a disappointment here in trivia. No. I know all about disappointments.
Terrible.
He can call me.
Terrible.
Listen, it was the first time.
I just yell.
You'll
I
be
just
fine.
Scream.
You'll be fine. I think there's a future with you in trivia. I believe in that. You're back in the lunch tomorrow, right? Coming off a Leaf game tonight. And we can't thank you enough. Thank you for doing this. It's been
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, you know that. Mm-hmm. And Andy Petrillo will be back on Leafs Lunch tomorrow. First up, coming up tomorrow morning. Raptors in action tonight. Leafs in action tonight. It's going to be a fun one. Enjoy that. Enjoy your evenings. We are out of here. We're back tomorrow at
4 p.m.
We'll chat then.